Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. One of only three marijuana testing labs in Alaska has shut down, leaving the state's cannabis growers with only two options for state-mandated testing. The Juneau Empire reports Steep Hill, Alaska of Anchorage declared in an Instagram post on Thursday that the lab is suspending cannabis testing operations. The lab says it has to relocate after Wells Fargo called in the loan on their building. The lab says the bank will foreclose the space if the lab does not move out. Alaska Wells Fargo spokesman David Kennedy said by email, it's currently Wells Fargo's policy not to knowingly bank marijuana businesses based on federal law under which the sale and use of marijuana is still illegal. With Steep Hill's closure, Anchorage-based CanTest and Wasilla-based New Frontier Research now are the only available testing labs in the state. Sea Alaska Spring shareholders' payout is more than twice the size of the previous year's. The Southeast Regional Native Corporation announced on Friday it will distribute $23 million to tribal members starting April 13th. Last spring's dividends totaled a little more than $10.5 million. The Juneau headquartered corporation has more than 22,000 shareholders. Dividends will range from about $230 to $1,600 each, depending on the class of shares and the number owned. A Juneau man convicted of killing another man in a Valley Trailer Park over 2 years ago may finally be sentenced later on this spring. A full day on June 11th has been set aside for Christopher Strawn's sentencing hearing. Last October, a Juneau jury found Strawn guilty of first-degree murder and third-degree assault in connection with the death of 30-year-old Brandon Cook. Cook was helping a friend refurbish a trailer at the Kodzoff Acres Trailer Park in October of 2015 when he was shot and killed. The 34-year-old Strawn, who represented himself during the last trial, suggested that someone else hiding nearby had killed Cook. Weather forecast for the Capital City calls for cloudy skies for tonight, but partly sunny skies for today. High today about 35 to 40 degrees, low tonight about 25 to 30 degrees, with a possibility of sunny and clear conditions on Wednesday and Wednesday night. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.